Hi, this is Nick Trebiesa, your Kansas City Monarchs. Don't miss a minute of the action all season long on Monarchs Broadcast Network.
Thank you, Nick. Great job last night for Nick Trebiesa and the win for Kansas City. The Monarchs go to the second inning, and every second inning this year is brought to you by our friends at KCI, Kansas City International Airport. We're right in the outskirts of O'Hare here, and you can jump on a flight from here to see those Kansas City lights. If you dream, you feel the plane descending upon the lights of Kansas City at Kansas City International Airport. They're staying ready to get you to your destination. See if you're good to go at flykci.com/ready. As Gabby Guerrero takes it away for the ball, 1-0. Guerrero from the right side. Gabby checking in with that 328 clip. Team leading 68 driven in. 17 long balls as well from the right side. I'll take it inside here. Two balls, no strikes. Impact field. Mentioned, I didn't give the dimensions fully. I was telling you, and I realized that I'd stopped and did not finish giving you those. But pitch at the knees, a called strike, and it's 2-1. Left field, 312. That's that foul pole straight away. 390, and a huge dark black batter's eye there. Gabby will tap it foul behind the plate. More on the dimensions and story about the ballpark at the moment, but that big three-story batter's eye way out there at 390, but it blocks part of the freeway view. And right field line, 294, kind of whips around down there. Here's the 2-2 offer. Guerrero will check it, and he got a piece of it, though, and rolled it into the on-deck circle and talked about his ability to swing in different ways. That one right there, protect me swing, that he just got a piece of and rolled it foul, so it'll stay at 2-2. Ballpark seats 6,300 in the village of Rosemont, which isn't much of a village. It was perhaps in 1936 when it was founded. Here's a bouncer left side. Base hit. Passive diving. Harrison Smith. Then the leadoff man aboard the inning is Gabby Guerrero. And the youthful one is very excited there at first base. He'll be greeted by John West. Here's Casey Gillespie. Of folks checking in. I'll get to the chat in a moment. Casey, 261. All good. He slid in last night, but he was fine. And really the only concern last night in the thumbs up from the Providence Medical Center health report, brought to you by Providence Medical Center. Expert care close to home, and all thumbs up for Will Kendry. We've already seen him defensively after getting plunked last night. Casey takes it high for the ball, 1-0. Will just saying he just felt his age. I said, Will, you don't know what you're talking about. You're still a very young man. I'd have been plunked last night. They would have had to cart me out of that place and probably put me underneath the bags. I would have been lay out the bags under the bus. There's the 1-0. Foul back, change right there. One ball, one strike. But just the Monarchs had the game well in hand, and just no reason to really push the envelope there, and Kinzer coming out last night. Guerrero leads at first. There he goes. Pitches away. Throw to second base is not in time. Gabby sliding in from a tag from the shortstop, Harrison Smith. Catcher Haugs throws sail just a bit, and Guerrero has his third stolen base. Monarchs have their 68th swiped, and it's that efficient base running. The Monarchs, while not the top of the league in stolen bases, as a matter of fact, number 9 in the league, but have been caught the fewest times percentage-wise, only 10 times coming in. And Guerrero at second base in scoring position. Right-hander Kuiper will deal. Bouncer foul right side, and it's 0-1. Two balls, two strikes. Oldest ball game here this top of the second. second. Once the pitch to Gillespie, it's away for the ball, 3-2. And this is what makes it so dangerous here, because the Monarchs, A, while they do swing a lot and do strike out a lot, they're also very patient. Monarchs are fourth in the league in drawing free passes. Their on-base percentage second at .382. So while they may swing with the fences, they also get a board, and this is a tough spot for the right-hander with Guerrero at second. Gillespie swinging a wave, though, and there's one away. See, I start talking good. What happens? Blame it on the broadcaster. It's always easy, right? Emmanuel Isabel will step in. Had a nice encounter with him last night. He was, for the ball game, asking me about my glasses I got a few months ago. And he's like, man, I give you those frames. I want those frames. And he modeled them. And I said, well, you look sharp. Took a selfie with my glasses on. He looks good. He will be right. I said, yeah, they're good, man. He goes, I got to get me some of these. Guerrero at second, Isabel from that right side. Swinging a wave, but a slider away. 294, three homers, seven driven in. Andy saying, so glad to be home and able to listen to the ballgame. The storms last night made for a really long night and a day restoring power to folks. Much better sitting at the house with the cold wood in hand. Yes. Bring me one. I'll have two, Andy. I'll have two. Here's the 0-1. Laid off a slider, a slow slider. It's a 1-1. He didn't go around. They do appeal. I do have a little wristband for the Rivers Stadium Club. And the bartender, when I went down, I had my got my water and had a salad for dinner. What was I thinking? Had all chances to get other stuff, and I had a salad. Here's the 1-1. Bouncer foul left side. They had roast beef. They had a whole hot dog bar and all this, veggies, pasta, all that. Italian sausage, and I went with the salad. Anyway, grab me a water there. He goes, yeah, the beer and all the soft drinks are complimentary. If you want the hard stuff, that'll cost you, but the beers are free. And I'm thinking, well, I may be back. How long does it take me to get from the broadcast booth to here? So, Andy, if you were here, you just take my little wristband and go back and forth for us. We'd be set, wouldn't we? At second, score to second, 1-2. Swinging away, that slow slider, that breaking ball is really baffling the Monarchs, especially the pitch down and away to the right-handed batter. But here's Connor Willis, 326. He'll step in. Willis went deep twice in the series there at Sioux City, including last night. He had a 10 RBI series there in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Man, not too far from home. It's not close, but it's not far. It's a few hours up the way, up 94, right? You'd go up that direction to Milwaukee, then north from there toward Green Bay. Willis takes on the outside corner, called strike 1-1. Of course, he played his college ball in Chicagoland over in Northwest Indiana, the southern suburbs where the Garys are, where they're at that Purdue Northwestern. And Guerrero's at second, two down here in the second inning. Kipper deals. Check swing went around on the shoe tops. He tried to fight it away, and it's 0-2. That, whatever that is, that slow breaking ball, that's been the pitch so far here. And when the Monarchs figure that out, either lay off of it and make him come into the zone, it's going to be a long night. But right now, that breaking ball is commanding and setting everything else up right here. The Monarchs struck out four times already. The 0-2. Swing and a bouncer rolling towards second. Slowly rolling, but a hurry the throw they do. They get Willis 4-3 in the book, so there's out number three. Leadoff single left aboard on the stolen base at second. We're through 1.5 here at Rosemont, Illinois. Kansas City Monarchs baseball continues right here on the Monarchs Broadcast Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill.
2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, Monarchs fans. Dan Vaughn, Voice of the Monarchs. I want to tell you about a charity I feel very strongly about and support here at the metro Kansas City area. That's the Ronald McDonald House Charities in Kansas City. The Ronald McDonald House Charities serves families whose children are receiving treatment for serious illnesses like pediatric cancer, organ transplants, babies in the NICU, emergency situations, and complex surgeries of all type. Provide a home away from home for those families as those kiddos are trying to get better in our hospitals in our area. For every stolen base this year, I pledge $2 to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kansas City. I hope you'll join me in doing the same. Visit them at rmhckc.org. That's rmhckc.org today. The Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kansas City.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 44 years straight. Built for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't built for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
This is Nick Treviesa of the Kansas City Monarchs. Legends play right here on the Monarchs Broadcast Network.
Casey Hobson leads off for Chicago. You're the second. We're scoreless. Hobson from the left side at 266, a homer and 17 driven in. In the middle of your Kansas City International Airport inning. Here in Rosemont as the sun finally has got us in the entire shadows at the ballpark. Here's the pitch from Donatello. Swinging a wave, and it's one ball, one strike. For you Big Ten fans, IEW40, your Big Ten networks across the street. If you want to watch 3 yards on a cloud of dust, you can do it right there. Hand off left, hand off right. Forward pass not invented in that league yet, as it's slow for a ball, 2-1. Yep, the Big Ten. They got Ohio State, everybody else. It's right across the street, though. You can see it clearly from here. I check swing. He went around. It did not go around. It's 2-1. Here's a 2-1 pitch swing. That one did get a piece, and it's 2-2. He fouled it back. They've got to, yeah, across the freeway. You can see it clearly. The Big Ten logo. It's huge, probably 2 stories tall. And that's where the network is, and they've got the studio. It's kind of a really basically across the walkway from our hotel. Here's the pitch. Foul back, off the netting below. You can see our hotel from here. Just across the way there. I don't think there's a closer hotel except for the Country Inn and Suites there in Kansas City. It's right there next to the ballpark. I mean, it's right across the parking lot. Swinging a liner to the right field line, but that will be foul early and toward the corner, a little early. You know, probably that hotel is about the same distance between us and them, or us. Is that what I'm trying to say? Yeah. But you don't get across a 6-lane freeway or whatever it is, 8-lane freeway, and so it makes it a little tougher to get to. 2-2, fouled away, souvenir time. Yeah, someone made a nice play, but I can't see them. But someone made a nice play. There's no awning here. Makes for a warm one on the daytime here. But again, if you're in Chicago, you probably love having the sun shine out when you spend a lot of time in the winter. 2-2. Inside 3-2. Rivers Stadium Club's down the right field line, even with the foul pole. Comes back our way. Then about midway down the line, right about the time you hit the Monarchs' dugout, far dugout door, is the Suites, and they'll run to our right, and between us and the Suites is an open air little deck, like they had at St. Paul. Remember that? At CHS Field, right outside our window in St. Paul, there was a little, I don't know, a beer garden, cabana area, whatever. It's kind of open air right between the Suites and the Stadium Club. 3-2, hit out toward left. Willis will come in 2 steps, make the play. One away. Then the press box we were at, and it wraps around left side are Swedes. Both bullpens are attached to the grandstand. You go down past our dugout, and it goes down a good, 50, 60 yards, and it bends around a bit where it kind of gets narrow toward the foul pole with a little short 294 there. Their bullpen attached to the left side of the grandstand, the horseshoe seating, basically. Swinging away to Ryan Lidge, left-handed stick, it's 1-1. Lidge at 348. All the seating out in the open air, as I mentioned, they're all gray seats, all seat backs going down in front of us. And it's a huge walkway from foul pole to foul pole. There's one looped out toward left. Willis coming in, he'll make the play. Shoulder high, there's out number two. And very much like Comiskey or whatever it's called now, it used to be called the South. I don't know what they call it now, whatever the new sponsor at the South Side, but very similar. There's a lot of walking space here. You've been to the South Side in Chicago, the outfield's got a lot of walking area. Same thing here in the outfield and below us. Right below us, the concessions are out of open below us. There's a huge walkway that from the concessions to the seats. As Anthony Greer will take it at the knees, right-handed batter. It's a called strike, and it's 1-1. And if you walk around the foul pole and go foul pole to foul pole, there's open air, standing room only seats out left. Pitch low for the ball, it's 1-1. They've also got a party area attached to the left field wall, a la Comiskey Park, but theirs is in right field, next to the bullpen. It's got garage doors. They're closed tonight, it looks like, but at the knees, off speed, it's there. It's a called strike, 1-2. I think there are people out there tonight, but it's got the doors closed, the AC going. You got a little area out there to kind of a picnic area into the fence, but you really can't see much of it. 1-2, low and away, 2-2. And then right field, bleacher seats from the batter's eye and right to the foul pole and right. Those bleacher seats are the standard bleacher with the seat back, though. The impact field sign right above them where the parking garage is, letting you know you're at impact field right there in right field. 2-2, inside 3-2. Flags are in right above those bleacher seats. That wall is very padded. And that's what I haven't told you about. That wall, to 16-foot high foul pole to foul pole. And the clubhouses are located behind that wall. Line to left, that'll be a base hit. Greer is aboard at a 3-2 count, single, and Johnny Adams will bat. Their clubhouse located the left field side of the wall. The home clubhouse on the right side, and right there at 390, the batter's eye, is a big double door. I mean, probably fit a bus. That's a huge double door that swings, and that is kind of the walkway in and out with the equipment and any kind of heavy, the batting cage can come out of there, all that. Foul back with the right-handed batter. To the naked eye, you probably wouldn't even know it's there, but I know it's there. They close it, obviously, when the gates open, when they get ready for the game, but the Monarchs, actually, their clubhouse entrance is also camouflaged in the wall here. You don't really notice it, but I can tell you where it is if you're sitting here. Throw back to first. If you go to the right field line and you go to the last sign is Vienna Beef, and there's four pads of signs, or four pads in the wall, there's nothing on them. And there's a little, toward the bottom, you can see a handle area. There's a 1-1. At the knees, they're called strike 1-2. And that handle, actually, it's not a handle. It's a padded cover that covers the door handle. It really blends in. You almost don't even know it's there. It's camouflaged in the wall. That door opens up as a big Ethiad 787 goes over the top of us here. Bound for the Emirates. 0-2, low and away, 1-2. I flew that once to Australia from here. That one will be going to Abu Dhabi. The other one, Emirates Air, goes to Dubai. But beautiful 787 taking off. Boeing based here in Chicago. 1-2. Swinging a wave. Got him. See you later. Out number three. A strikeout for Donatello. He has his first. No runs. A single. Leave him aboard. We're through two. And the KCI inning is in the books. We're through two of the books. Timeout time. You're tuned to the Kansas City Monarchs Broadcast Network.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 44 years straight. Built for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't built for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
Fans, are you thirsty? Village West Discount Liquors has the best selection at the best prices. Located just blocks from Legends Field, we welcome you before or after the game. With over 8,000 square feet of fabulous wines, spirits, premium cigars, domestic and imported beers, Village West Discount Liquors has everything you need to enjoy the game. We do special orders too. Great games begin at Village West Discount Liquors. We are your pre- and post-game headquarters, located at 110th and Parallel and KCK.
Hi, this is Justin Schaefer of your Kansas City Monarchs. Don't miss a minute of the action all season long on the Monarchs Broadcast Network.
We go. Tomorrow, they have a special jersey auction here and a Negro League tribute with the Monarchs in town, and kind of cool, but it's funny, they mentioned that to me today, and what's funny about that is that they go, yeah, we have a big thing tomorrow night, and I was like, oh, that's cool, and they go, yeah, they start naming players, right? They go, well, we're going to mention Satchel Paige, Monarch, going to mention Jackie Robinson, Monarch. We're going to mention Cool Papa Bell, Monarch. I mean, they kept mentioning all these Monarchs. And trying to fix the window here because it's not staying up. So maybe that'll help it stay up. Will Kinder will step in. Sorry about that, folks. The window was kind of a tricky one tonight. Kinder, the 18-game hitting streak. Trying to my best here to keep this window up and see what we can do it here. There's one called strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. Here we go. I think that'll work. There we go. See, really a lot better now. Window wasn't staying up. It kept kind of sliding down on me. Kinder will tap it towards short. Two soft bounces onto first, and time is Harrison Smith fields it right there. 6-3 in the books for Will Kinder. Here's Daniel Wasinger. Wasinger will step in at 255. Well, he's Wissinger here, but let's see what else we got tonight. Yeah, we had some major storms apparently too, and I didn't know this till we got on the bus. I heard you guys tell me this last night, but there were some issues with the stream on AABaseball.tv. Here's one line to right center field. That's a base hit. Bounce, roll. It does roll. He's got two. A stand-up double for number 12, Daniel Wasinger. Monarchs semi-runner in scoring position with one out. Top of the card coming up. Striding to second base. I'm really enjoying getting to know him. The benefits of me being toward the back of the bus with him and Lindgren and Donatello and my whole crew out there, Donatello and, oh gosh, who else? Growing and who else is back there? Jeremy Rhodes now. There's McCullough. We'll play behind Wasinger. Will shortstop Smith, and they'll play Morgan around to pull here. Morgan lines it to right. That's a base hit down the line toward the corner. Rounding third is Wasinger. He will come home. He will score standing. It's 1-0 Kansas City. An RBI for Morgan McCullough is 39th. The Monarchs on the board in third. RBI single down the line, and Wasinger scoring easily from second base. The throw, and they cut it off. They just said, hey, you know, there's no chance here. Monarchs have an early lead, 1-0. Cully's run batted in. That'll bring up Ryan Grotejohn. again, you get a guy like double the bottom of the card, and you get the top of the card coming up. It sets everything up for the Guardetta offense. Line to left, that's a base hit the other way. And back-to-back singles here, and the stage is set with the big gunners now. Aren't they all big gunners, though? Could that be tonight's deciding marker? You're like, what is Vaughn talking about? We learned tonight that back in 1928, the Monarchs had some deciding markers early against a team on a barnstorming tour, and the tonight's term is deciding marker. So at first and second, there's Swinney from the left side. 269 for Darno. Swinging away, one to one. I'll be my wife's getting the business down there, but WD-40's here. Casey Strong and his wife are here. Of course, he drives. His wife is here. I just saw another KC fan because they've got the new Monarchs cap went by, and there's some friendly folks here. Swinney was swinging a wave here. It's 0-2. So, no balls, two strikes, one down, first and second, 1-0 Kansas City. Swinging with the big two-out RBIs last night early. Takes a breaking ball in the outside corner. He knew it. That's the pitch that he's been getting over right here. In the books backwards. Fifth strikeout for Kipper. There's Gabby Guerrero. Gabby singled his first time. Call it second. John at first. Play Gabby to pull here. Bat above the shoulders. No batting gloves from that right side. Number 15. Takes it at the knees. A lost speed. It's 1-1. Guerrero looks down to third. Bill Sobey just says, go get him, kid. Go get him, kid. That's what Bill would say right there. Time call. It's called by the catcher, Haugier. Jacob Kiefoff for the plate umpire points down and says it was on him. Not me, him. Pitch to Guerrero. Inside missing. It's one ball, one strike. Some folks to my right are kind of leaning over. Got big buckets of popcorn and water and adult beverages and all kinds of stuff. Here at Impact Field in Rosemont. Twilight takes over in Chicagoland. Here's the 1-1. Hit out toward right. Coming in and under is Anthony Greer. He'll make the play. There's out number three. Monarchs cover run, though, on the RBI for Morgan McCullough. We're through 2.5. Kansas City 1. And the Dogs of Chicago, nothing. Timeout time right here on the Kansas City Monarchs Broadcast Network. Coming in.